שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא יראה, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות. חומר הלימוד מופיע באתר קבלה לעם קאבסי או אייל.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of fear. We'll read selected excerpts from the sources. You can find the study materials on the website. Selected questions related to the study materials will be asked during the lesson. Rob. Yes, fear is the first and most important quality that we need to acquire, to cultivate as much as possible, because it speaks about our sensitivity, our openness towards the Creator, because our nature is the will to receive. So there is nothing else that aims the will to receive to any purpose but fear. In the introduction of the book of Zohar, in its end, it speaks about kinds of fear, external fear, internal fear, and into how many kinds fear is divided. There are a few short articles from Rabash and Bala Sulam that speak about fear. So it's worthwhile for us to read them. And we will talk about it today. So, Moshe, please.
So, excerpt number one. There are many degrees in faith. As it is said in the Zohar, fear, which is the most important, is when one fears one's master, because he is great and ruling, the essence and the root of all the worlds, and everything is considered nothing compared to him. Interpreting the words teaches us that there are three manners in the fear of the Creator, and only one of which is regarded as real fear. One, he fears the Creator and observes his commandments, so his sons may live and he will be kept from bodily punishment or punishment of his wealth. This is a fear of punishments in this world. Two, he fears punishment of hell as well. And those two are not real fear, for he does not keep the fear because of the commandment of the Creator, but because of his own benefit. It follows that his own benefit is the root, and fear is a derived branch of his own benefit. Three, fear, which is the most important, means that he fears the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand.
We're going to read such excerpts, and you will ask if you have something to ask about. And in that way, we will go over it. Please read it again.
Again, number one. There are many degrees in faith, as it is said in the Zohar. Fear, which is the most important, is when one fears one's master, because he is great and ruling. The essence and the root of all the worlds and everything is considered nothing compared to him. Interpreting the words teaches us that there are three manners in fear of the Creator, and only one of which is regarded as real fear. One, he fears the Creator and observes his commandments so that his sons may live and he will be kept from bodily punishment or punishment to his wealth. This is a fear of punishment in this world. Two, he fears punishment of hell as well. And those two are not real fear, for he does not keep the fear because of the commandments of the Creator, but because of his own benefit. It follows that his own benefit is the root, and fear is a derived branch of his own benefit.
Gimel.
Three. Fear, which is the most important, meaning that he fears the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand.
PT6.
How to go from one fear to another, to the more important fear?
Nice question. This is truly the problem. So we need to see, we need to aim ourselves, so that we can aim ourselves towards the Creator only by becoming incorporated together, because the Creator all in all is attained in the connection between us, in the center of the connection between us. And this is why, if I want to change myself from the external fear to the internal fear, then I need to connect more with the friends. And there I will find those conditions so that I can be directed to the Creator more internally. In the end, the vessel for the change of fear to a more internal fear, meaning not because I'm afraid for myself or for my money or for all kinds of other things, to that I aim myself to the Creator, and also with the Creator, until I truly reach such fear of whether I'll be able to give contentment to the Creator. This is all inside of the society, the group, when I converge myself together with them, I connect myself with them, and I aim myself to the center of the group. And there I search for what is this concept of the Creator that I want to bestow to him. It turns out that bestowing to the Creator is possible. It's possible to bestow to him only through the group, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. So in that way we achieve the true fear.
When I receive fear and concern about my money, my life, my children, what do I do with it?
You need to digest it, meaning what did you truly now receive fear from? Well, it comes from the Creator, and that you need to turn it in His direction. In His direction. This is how you need to reach a greater connection with the group, and by becoming incorporated in the group, you begin to feel how you can turn your fear towards the group, and later on towards the Creator. Which means that you need to pass through the connection in the group so that you will have anxiety, fear, concern on whether you're connecting together, because otherwise you will not be aimed towards the Creator and all the more so reach Him. But or even aiming yourself towards that, you can't do it. Even seemingly sending something to the Creator, you cannot. You can't turn to Him if you're not doing it from the center of the group. And this is how you arrange your connection.
Why fear of the Creator is called bestowal?
Fear of the Creator is called bestowal. Fear of the Creator is what awakens in me, because I am concerned about whether I'm giving contentment to the Creator, meaning whether I'm in the correct bestowal. This is why the fear of the Creator, the true, the high, the final one, is bestowal.
Again.
May I?
Yes.
I wanted to ask this thing called fear of the Creator. In what vessel should it be felt?
In which vessel of ours? In the will to receive. We don't have another vessel.
No.
All in all.
Sorry. Why is it fear from the Creator? Fear for your things, everything you go through in life, that's okay.
But he's the source of everything. The Creator is the root of everything, and in the end I have nothing to be afraid of or anything to be happy about or anything. It's all eventually comes from him. If I scrutinize everything correctly, I stumble on him, I discover him.
So, how exactly is this fear from the Creator? If everything is from him, why should the fear be from him? Why isn't there something else?
Whether I will be able to aim myself correctly towards him through my ego, through the group, straight towards the Creator, will I be able to aim myself to him correctly, not only precisely, but correctly? What do I want by aiming myself to him? What do I want to cause contentment to him from me? Or more correctly, that I will connect everyone and will awaken them so that through them, all of us will give him contentment. And then we will be in equivalence of form with him until with our love, we will reach his love.
So why the need to be aimed correctly at the Creator? What does it come specifically through fear? Why can it come from his greatness to be drawn to him?
Our nature, our vessel, our perception, it's always in the will to receive, always. Even if there is a will to bestow, it is all nevertheless inside of the vessel of reception, the will to receive. This is what the Creator created. This is what we are. Besides that, we have nothing. Everything that we build to bestow, to care, it is all on top of the will to receive. And therefore, this is what it's about. We don't come out of the will to receive.
So I can't grasp what the effect of the fear gives us. What does it give the world to receive that makes it exchange the things that motivate it?
Fear is felt in the will to receive, which is not arranged, and this is how it will be until the end of correction. I don't know what will happen later. But always, if we want to find something, to search for something, to perceive something, we have to awaken our will to receive and to awaken fear. Is it aimed correctly? Is it big enough, etc.? Okay?
Thank you.
Peter Free.
Вид страха всем хорошо знаком, а второй, вот эти страдания ада, он, если его нет, он вообще важен.
The second form of the suffering from hell, if we don't have it, do we need it? Do we need to ascribe importance to it? What is it?
We need to see all of the results, the consequences that appear in us, that first of all, they appear in our will to receive. That's number one. They come to us from the Creator. That's number two. And they appear in order for us to direct ourselves through these two, through the will to receive and whatever is inside of it. This is the Creator who is awakening it inside of us. So how should we respond? That's the most important. And so therefore, our response for it is called fear. That we want to build ourselves, so direct ourselves directly and correctly to the Creator in order to be a vessel for His revelation.
Kiev 1.
Этот третий вид страха — это кли для раскрытия Творца.
This third form of the fear is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator.
He writes that this is the primary, the most important fear, which is the fear that the Creator, because He is great and rules over everything, He is great because He is the root from which everything, all the worlds expand, which means that I have fear of the Creator, fear, maybe it's better to say, it's more correct to say it's sensitivity, that I open up my sensitivity to the Creator in order to detect Him in all kinds of different forms in which He wants to influence me so that I will relate to Him in all the different manners as He relates to me. This is the primary fear, that I will aim my vessel as much as I can, as much as I'm capable of, to perceive His attitude, how He relates to me, that in all the different states, the different events, with everything that is happening to me, there I want to detect that it comes from Him, that I have no feeling, thought that does not come from Him. It all comes from Him, and I want to detect, to feel, to determine that this is how it is. Okay?
Вот он пишет, что неподходящий страх — это страх ада, то есть страх отрыва.
Right. Fear that is inappropriate is also fear from punishments of hell. Why is this fear inappropriate, inadequate, the wrong?
It's not that it's not okay. This fear, well, we need it as well. But there are higher fears that are more important. This is the fear of whether I'm able to bestow to Him, whether I can give Him, whether I'm not disconnecting from Him, and so on. Meaning, fears regarding my inclination towards the Creator, to bestow. These are more important, higher fears. And this is fear number three.
Каб ю фри.
Do the first two fear depicted in the excerpt come from our ego?
All the fears come from our egos. However, the question is, how do we arrange them? And gradually we move from one to the second, to the third. Then again we come back to the first and the second, etc. Meaning we are constantly processing our vessel of the will to receive so that it will be correctly connected to the source of everything, which is the Creator.
Asia.
Love, we say that the whole world is a very narrow bridge, and the main thing is not to fear at all. How does that come together with what we read in this article?
You can say this about everything. You can ask how come it's this way, but also that way. But indeed, when we shift from state to state, and inside of each and every state, when we want to scrutinize it to its full depth, so we have scrutinies. And these scrutinies need to aim us all the time only to the Creator, and only from the center of the group. And this is actually this narrow bridge.
But the thing is, you need to trust in the Creator that He will always, as long as you got the desire to come closer to Him, He's always going to help you.
Ma baya, leze,
no room to fear.
That's true. This is what we need to reach, and this is what you're working on. And for that purpose, you connect to the group.
Ken?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Haifa Free.
It says, when the Creator expands in all the worlds, so by turning to Him, are we accelerating His expansion?
Nope. The fact that we connect with the Creator, we don't influence Him. We only influence His appearance in us. You cannot influence the Creator in anything. He is an absolute, and He is Ein Sof, infinite. What you can influence is only your vessels of perception. Ashkelon 2.
It
says that the good and the bad is like nothing before Him. It's reminded, it's mentioned that everything is like nothing before Him.
Okay.
Yes. What does it mean that the good and the bad are as nothing before us? What does it mean for us?
Well, with respect to the Creator, actually there is no difference between all of the different states. This is not about Him at all. This is only about how He plays with us, you know, to develop us through all kinds of different manners so that we will be able to discover Him fully.
Okay.
Thank you, Rao. My friend has three related questions, if you let me.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
What does it mean to bestow in the correct way?
To bestow in the correct way is to discover what truly the one who is before you, who is the group, or the Creator, or the world. I don't know how you imagine it, that you know more and more, you scrutinize what is it that they want from you, and you're drawn to that, to carry out the desire of the host, as we call it. Okay.
Bulgaria.
Привет, Рав.
Привет.
Hello, Rav.
Почему надо бояться Творца, когда Он велик?
Why do we need to fear the Creator if He is great and He rules over everything? We know He is great.
Ve'ira shelanu.
It's not about, we don't need fear or spiritual fear. We need fear and spiritual fear in order not to lose our advancement in the vessel and advancement in the filling of the vessel. That's all. This is why fear or spiritual fear is the first commandment. In the end of the first volume of the Book of Zohar, in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, there we have Pukudei Oraita, the commandments. So the primary, the first commandment is fear, because this speaks about the calibration of our vessel of reception or perception towards what we can get from the Creator. And this is the most important thing that we need, to aim ourselves to receive what He is sending us and how to receive what He's sending us. Latin one.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, amigos.
Hello, Rav, friends. The question is,
el temor al creador es una respuesta a nuestra plegaria o es nuestra plegaria en sí mismo?
Fear of the creator, is it a response to our prayer or is it the prayer itself?
Both. We will elaborate on that.
Kabyu 7.
So it seems to me like the first two, even though they're still about the Creator, they're very egotistical. And it feels like only the third one is the right one. Only the third one tells us we justify everything to the Creator.
נכון.
And so we're scared of being away from Him, detaching
from Him.
Correct. The first and second fear are fears about, are we getting from the Creator something, what we need? Even though I want to direct my vessel, I'm concerned about my vessel. The third fear is already about how much the Creator will receive from me and will enjoy from me, meaning that it is outside of me. So you're right. Turkey one.
How will one bestow if he does not have a vessel?
By yearning to bestow through the friends to the Creator, like this, he builds this vessel. He awakens the vessel, seemingly, and the upper light that shines over the efforts of the person arranges for him the vessel. It's like how we, in our lives, when we study something and we don't know what it is, so we try here, we try there, and suddenly we begin to receive some understanding and emotion towards what we're trying to do. And this is how we reach being a master. Okay.
One more question of my friend.
Yes.
How do we feel the vessel?
Please.
How do we feel the vessel so that we can be able to know that we have bestowed?
The desire that becomes established in me to do good to the group and from the group to the Creator, together with the friends, this actually is my preparation to begin to receive a response from the Creator.
בסדר.
אוקיי.
טוב. תל אביב 3.
תל אביב 3.
רב, אני לא מוצא ברצון לקבל שלי יראה אמיתית.
I don't find true fear, my will to receive. And everything I invest in corporeality is out of concern for myself.
So you're not investing in spirituality. Don't you say that you're investing in spirituality?
No, I invest, but I don't find the feeling of the true fear.
Invest in the connection of the friends. From that you receive everything.
Another small thing. Is the fear a deficiency I need to have, or I receive it as fulfillment at some point?
Fear is not a feeling. It's the concern, the anxiety inside of you that you want something to build your vessel in relation to the Creator. Let's define it this way, even though this is very limited. Latin 5.
El tercer temor.
Hello, Rav. A third kind of fear. Does it awaken the love of the Creator?
Yes, that is true. It in itself is already based on the revelation of the love of the Creator.
Teacher Free.
По отношению к товарищам в десятке есть целый спектр страхов, вот как бы таких телесных.
About the friends in the ten. There's a complete spectrum of all kinds of fears and anxieties. They won't respect me and up to more exalted things. Is it correct to radiate, to project this article on other areas?
We need to care to have such relations between us in the group from which we can relate to the Creator, because we build from ourselves vessel. A vessel, right? In which we will receive what the Creator wants to give us.
German free.
Of course, Rabashi is mentioning this first fear and second fear because it's important. So the level one and the level two are necessary things to get to this fear of the Creator in point three.
Usually, yes.
So it's comparable to the first and second concealment and also to this level of reward and punishment and finally to unconditional love. Can I compare it like that?
Why do you now already want to get confused between all of these definitions, although as though you're already in control of all of them? Go according to what he says, so that it will be perceived, absorbed in your mind and heart, and live with that for a while. Then you will see. Don't be wise that you already want to swallow up everything. Okay.
PT-19. Thank you, Rav. Is the shame from my inability to bestow to the friends and the Creator is also considered fear?
But you're saying it's shame, not fear.
What's the difference?
Well, we're not going to start to scrutinize everything, but the difference is in the vessels. With shame, you feel shame, and you want to erase the shame. With fear, you're happy that you have such kind of fear that it actually helps you advance forward.
Another?
No. I see that you're constantly trying to scrutinize things in between different questions. Go along with what he says. At least you'll receive that in a healthy way. Well, go ahead and ask.
What is fear from punishment of hell?
It is fear from the punishments of hell. That's it.
What is hell?
Now we will start explaining all of these things to you. The fact that you receive judgments, the harshest judgment. I have nothing more to explain. You're still far away from all of these things. Why are you traveling in all of this when you don't yet have it in your feeling?
Itaban.
Caro Rav, il timore del terzo punto non mi sembra di accettazione. Se temo di perdere il Borè, che è l'origine di tutto e da cui tutto ricevo, non mi sembra il timore dell'amore che vuole dare.
The third fear, it doesn't think it's a fear that will come from love, because if I only fear that I won't have connection with the Creator, it's not fear out of love.
This is not yet fear out of the fact that he doesn't have the love of the Creator, even though it is the primary fear already. That he's coming close to it. At the end of it, he reaches a state where he thinks only about the Creator, when he thinks only about whether he will have the possibility to bestow to the Creator, will he have the vessels for it, will he be able to bestow, will the Creator receive or accept him in the right way? Yes. PT-29.
We can say that the fear is the quality of the Rosh, the head, and anxiety is of the head and fears of the body.
I don't want to hear your philosophies. Can you ask according to what he writes? No, that's it.
Yes, it says that there is fear before the Creator. And there's fear, no words in Hebrew.
רחובות.
רחובות.
תודה רב יקר.
Thank you, dear Rav. How is it that an omnipotent ruler that I crown such through on me such hard work like building fear? And it says that everything is in the hands of the Creator except for the fear of the Creator.
You need to do everything in order for you to have the fear of heaven. And the fear of heaven, you can get it only from above. When we reach, after many years even, we reach such a state where we don't care and we can even disregard the Creator and we feel how much we are in the will to receive and we don't care about anything but only what we have, and we become even more and more crude and obtuse relative to how we start, when we started studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it's all in order to show us how much we're not capable of reaching fear, spiritual fear. And then, if we continue more and more, nevertheless, if we keep ourselves and we continue, then we reach the third fear, where we don't care about hell and we don't care about anything, but only to give contentment from the ten to the Creator.
PT6.
רב, אני שואל בדיוק על מה שהמשפט האחרון שאמרת.
I'm asking about the last thing you said. The work before the friends fills the entire spectrum of my vision. Is this third fear of the Creator awakens as a result of the work with the friends, or during the work with the friends I need to do something that also relates to the Creator? Rav, both. Sometimes you get to the Creator and it brings you back to the work between the friends, and sometimes it's the other way around. You work between the friends and that draws you towards work with the Creator. Both ways.
So it turns out that we are truly directed, I think like a laser, towards the work between the friends. The Creator somehow will be the result of our work. Is that the right approach?
The Creator is the result of the connection between us.
So it's true to say that right now I'm engaging in the connection between the friends and I care about the friend. I try all the time to even have fear about caring for them. And from there, at some point, this fear towards the Creator, the third one, will awaken.
But nevertheless, you need to awaken that fear, this direction. That you want to reach connection with the Creator from the connection between the friends.
Okay, so how do I awaken that?
In thought, where there's no feeling, there's thought. At least the thought is there. Okay.
PT24.
Let's say that I attribute everything to the Creator and I do not disconnect from Him and all the events and all the states. How do I know that I'm doing it from the center of the ten? Because this is actually...
Try, it all depends on your scrutiny.
Is that also in the thought, in the inner work?
In the thought. All will be clarified in the thought.
So the ten, seemingly to turn to the Creator, to ascribe everything to the Creator, this is this template where He is residing in the ten.
Yes, we have a desire, and around the desire you'll find the thought. And it helps us organize the desire better and better, but it all will get scrutinized in the thought. Okay? Focus group.
אין, טוב.
מיקרופון.
Nothing.
שומעים?
No.
כן.
כן.
Do you hear me now? Okay. You read that the primary fear, this is what he should receive from the friends. How do we pass to each other fear? By talking or?
Even without talking, if we think about it, then we pass this fear to one another. How do we connect in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, and will we be able to bestow to the Creator in practice, and not that we would think of ourselves? But when you begin to connect together, we understand more, we feel more that our direction is in bestowing to the Creator. As much as we can cancel the individual ego of each one, we wish to connect, the Creator shines onto our efforts, and we begin to receive the power to bestow. Our work, our effort to annul ourselves towards the group, and the result of that is that the light works on that and brings us the force of bestowal.
Kiev.
In this light. Kiev.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, мы учим, что наше движение, оно должно быть в любви к Творцу.
We learn that our movement should be with love towards the Creator. How at the same time can love and fear dwell together? Do they replace each other, or should it be a parallel feeling?
It has to be this feeling, not a parallel feeling, but one feeling. That love has to be on top of the fear. Otherwise it won't stay. Why? The way we learn from the building of the vessel, you need to have a desire to receive, and afterwards a restriction, and then a screen. Unreflected light. And only then, striking after that, connection, zivug, and all is built on the ego that remains below, and as the infrastructure of the entire vessel of the Creator, of the created being.
В этой последовательности, которую вы описали, сокращение экрана, отраженный свет, соударение.
So here, with the restriction and screen and reflected light, where is the place of fear? And when is it that above the fear, love appears?
This is the third fear, which is the main thing. Can I bestow contentment to the Creator? I fear whether or not I'm able to extract all my powers, my vessels, in order to bestow to the Creator. Because if it's less than 100% of my possible effort, it's not considered bestowal. In spirituality, it's always 100% of what you're able to do right now. This is then is called bestowal. Otherwise, it's not it.
Moscow 1.
Если весь мир создан только для трепета, то вот можно сказать,
if the whole world was created for the sake of fear, can we say that any advancement is according to the measure in which the first two forms can be included in the third one?
Yes.
Buenos días, amigos. Buenos días, Rav. Podemos decir cuando buscamos.
Good day, friends. Good day, Rav. Can we say that we are searching for the connection with the friends?
Que son como guías.
And the first and second fears lead us to the third one. These two fears guide us.
Yes, in this way, more or less, we advance. Using 1, 2, and 3.
Ita 1.
Correct, Ita 1.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Il timore corporale
alla stessa radice del timore spirituale di Lishma?
Does the corporeal fear have the same spiritual root as the third spiritual fear of Lishma for her sake?
Corporeal fear, I don't know what you're talking about. Is it one and two? Or in general, what exists in our world? In our world, there are about 800 types of fears. Those are not, this is not the right fear. This is 800 types of fear. It's not the spiritual fear. Here, we're talking about the Creator, where we have a certain connection towards the Creator. And then, what types of spiritual fear you have towards the Creator? So he says, what does he write? There are many degrees in fear. And he condenses it all into three states. Yeah, he fears the Creator and observes His commandments as much as he can, so that his sons may live. In short, he fears for himself. What will I get out of it? Meaning, I'm willing to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, let's say, so I will feel good. Soon I will die. It's certain, like everyone. But afterwards, I want to feel good. I want to also succeed in this world, for me to be healthy, to be successful. That's why I fear the Creator, since He rules over everything. There's no one besides Him. And two, that he fears punishments of hell as well. Meaning, maybe I'll get punishment not only in this world, but also in the next world. Who knows? People die. Who knows what happens with them? They say they go to heaven or hell or something in the middle. I don't know. I'm afraid of all those things. What will I get out of it? I'm not in control. I'm like a baby who doesn't control the fact that he's born in this world and suddenly he appears before us. And who knows where he is born, to what family, in what state, what time. Similarly, I don't know in what form I'll be in that other world after I pass on. That's what a person thinks.
So
this is fear number two, that he fears punishments of hell as well. And these two, one and two, the one where he fears what will happen in this world, and two, what will happen after he dies. These two fears are not considered true fear because he's afraid for himself. And the third fear, this is the main fear, as Baal Salam says, he's afraid whether or not he can give contentment to the Creator. Is he not missing out on this opportunity he got? This is the main fear that he comes out of vessels of reception, and it's found in vessels of bestowal of a person. Okay.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie per la domanda.
Buongiorno.
Perché possiamo conseguire il timore vero per il Borè soltanto attraverso la decina e non da solo?
Why is it that we can achieve the true spiritual fear towards the Creator only through the ten and not alone?
You lack a vessel. You can't come out of yourself fully, come out of your ego. You cannot come out of your ego unless you are in a group. You invest in the group, you want to be devoted to the group. This is already the first condition for rising above your ego. And you could merit the revelation of the Creator, the fear of the Creator. How can you connect to the Creator without first disconnecting from yourself? And to disconnect from yourself, only in the correct environment can help you with that, which is the group.
Grazie, Rav.
Holland One.
Holland One.
Yes, thank you, Rav. A bit a general question, I think, but we are very sensitive beings, very sensitive design, even if we are aware of it or not. And now we are opening this topic of fear. And I don't feel, like in my mind, I don't feel the fear, not any of the topics we talked about, but I feel very ill in my body. It's like not mental, but physical. Is this, and I know from experience that when we talk about the topic in the lesson, you go through it in somehow. Can we work with this? How should we work with this? Is this a kind of resistance, or is this like something that already is there, but you don't have a mind about it? How can we work with it?
Try to correct the body so you will not interfere with being aimed at the Creator. That is the correct work. That's it. Don't relate to it beyond that. It has to function in a healthy manner, like an animal, and help me keep my aim at the Creator.
Czechoslovak Free.
Dear Rav, is fear what helps us tune into our friends and together to the Creator?
Ken.
Yes. Of course, fear is the first and most important means, because it works on my will to receive and on all its levels of animal and man, corporeal and spiritual, various degrees that I can be in my will to receive in all the forms of coarseness. That's it. The fear always helps me feel who I am. Where am I? Where do I have to come to? How to direct myself? Fear is the most important means for the correction of man.
Latin 11.
Gracias, Rab. Gracias por la oportunidad. Una pregunta de un amigo de la escena. ¿Cómo se puede sentir temor de un ser?
Thank you, Rav, for the opportunity. We have a question from a friend in the 10. How is it possible to feel fear from an entity which is good and doing good, from the Creator who is good and doing good?
Start working inside the group and read the articles that belong to fear, to spiritual fear, and you'll see how it's all directed properly and how it's already close to you. I have nothing more to say. Internet.
We have many questions, Rav. The first one is from Mark 8 and Latin 11. From where does the third kind of fear come? Is it not from fear about my life?
Yeah, it all comes from fear for your life, fear of hell, fear of blows. It all comes from fear. Also, the third fear is gradually clarified in the person. If a person is in a society and he begins to work in the society a little bit, and he's in the lessons, the main thing is the society and the lessons. And even if he doesn't have society, but he's a group, but he's with us in the lessons, already he's incorporated in the society and He's being influenced by the inner light, surrounding light. He's under the upper influence.
Ita 2. I have fear towards the desire and yearning of the friends towards connection. So what kind of fear is that?
You need to scrutinize it according to what's written here. Scrutinize it.
Latin 12. Fear creates fear. So how does it happen that from fear, love is born?
Because this fear comes from the light of the Creator that influences us, influences our will to receive, and consequently there can be love. Even in our lives, even in corporeal relationships, egoistic relationships, love can come out of fear.
Ita 3. How can we feel fear with our heart and not with the mind? How can we perform the commandments with our heart?
The heart is the man's will to receive. And we want this heart to be filled with corrections and later with the feeling of the Creator.
Mark 14, I heard that the Creator is jealous, and that if a person leaves the Creator for one day, the Creator leaves him for 2 days.
Right.
So this forces me to invest effort in our work each day anew. What is this kind of feeling? Is that a kind of spiritual fear?
It's written, if you leave him one day, he'll leave you for 2 days. We have to be concerned about it and help one another. But if I come to the lessons, if I'm in connection, in contact with my 10 daily, then I'm not letting go. Yeah, I'm connected to some extent. Even if I don't have any more time to invest in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and something else, but during the study, we're incorporated together. Our study, in our study, we gather and we connect and we study. It includes everything. Turkey 1.
Thank you. We have three questions again. First question is, we say that the Creator does everything. So does being in fear mean that we didn't make enough effort?
No, it's simply something we have to go through along the way. Fear and love, connection, also the opposite of that. We have to go back to internet. You have more?
Tov, az anachnu na'avor le'nashim.
We'll go to women.
Nashim.
Shela Mikiev.
The question from Kiev. The fear begets hatred to the Creator, not His greatness, especially when we're talking about the first kind of fear about your life, the life of the friends or the family. So what can we do with this hatred?
This will pass. Fear brings to everything, even to love. It all depends on how much we are able to work with it.
Question from Mark. Why is fear and not love the foundation and the root for the feeling of the Creator?
Because the will to receive needs to build itself in the form of a vessel, and the vessel is fear. Then whatever happens in the vessel later will be called love.
New York 3.
New York 3. We feel that the Creator is great and He is ruling over everything that we feel, but there is also fear of what the Creator might do every moment in order to promote us. What do we do about that fear?
We need to work this way. You keep forgetting that we are the will to receive. We're opposite from the Creator. And we cannot change our nature. That is why we need to adapt ourselves with our nature to the Creator. Therefore, we have to connect above our egoistic will to receive. We have to build such connections where there's no one is greater or smaller, and each one adds to the others and completes the others and completes everything to a sphere, a circle, a complete form. And we have to do all of it between us with our will to receive, with our ego. Next.
USA West 2.
USA West 2. Are we capable right now of knowing what kind of fear we have in us? And is it important to be able to do it on a certain point along the way?
It doesn't matter what kind of fear I have. I have to work above my fear, connect with a friend, and aim ourselves at the Creator.
Latin 20. Is fear felt only during the descent, or should we feel true spiritual fear in the descent as well as in the ascent?
The fear is felt in the descent and the ascent, and in all kinds of different forms, from the most beastly fear to the highest fear. Am I capable of giving contentment to the Creator? Am I doing it? Can I rise to doing even more to the Creator? Always to Him, to Him, to Him.
Two questions from French 1. Why being afraid of the Creator? Why should we be afraid of the Creator who is good and doing it? Why should we be afraid of the Creator because He's great?
We're not afraid of Him. We're afraid of the lack or the absence of love to Him from us.
Second question is fear from disconnection from the 10 identical to fear towards the Creator?
The connection with the 10 is the vessel where the connection with the Creator takes place, which is the light.
And
then we come to the complete Parzuf.
Chile.
Question from Chile. I don't want to be afraid of the Creator. I'm certain that He rules over everything, so why should I continue this state of fear?
Fear is not that the result of me having to be afraid. Rather, I have to be afraid that I'm not completing my vessel in connection with the friends and with the Creator in each and every moment. That is the source of my fear. That's what I'm afraid of. Meaning I'm afraid of not having the force of bestowal.
Mark 29. Should we be concerned about the intention regarding fear from the Creator?
Of course. That's what we're talking about all the time.
Mark 15, what is fear towards the 10? How is it expressed? How do we reach it?
Fear from the 10 means, am I truly connected to the 10? Can I bring about greater connection in the 10?
And in
such a way we'll all connect and become a place for the Creator to rule over us, to land on over us.
Last question from PT2. When fear awakens in a person, he just wants to run away from it and the fear will stop. So how do we work with fear? Even if we say that we need to have fear towards a lack of adhesion, it doesn't really help. So what do we do?
In all our states and all of our actions at home, in the family, on the street, everywhere where we do something, where we are, we always do it out of fear. Because our will to receive is constantly in a state of fear, first of all, that nothing would happen to me. And how can I benefits and more? How can I be rewarded some more from the outside? How to preserve myself and how to add and receive something from the outside? That is what we are always thinking about. Always. That's our nature. Now, how can we change this nature with the help of the environment, meaning our group? If we want it, we could change it in such a way that we, each of us would want to come out of himself and bestow to the ten. Why? Because the ten is actually my spiritual self. And if I speak about my corporeal self, this is that I. And if I speak of the spiritual self, it's the ten. Therefore, I wish to rise from this world to the spiritual world. It means to come out from the feeling of life within me to a feeling of life in the ten.
Zeo.
Toda Rav.
No, אז אנחנו נעבור עכשיו, אולי להפסקה, no,
let's take a break and go to a song and go to the second part.
Okay, so let's sing a song.
The time is near and we will see all people here in unity, as one nation, as one whole, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. We suffered long enough to see there's no escape, nowhere to hide, no belief to be our God. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. And so a light will come to shine, no pain, no sorrow recognize, and every heart will sing one song, and every melody as